Couples Therapy, Anxiety in Relationships and Codependency, Two Books in One. How to Overcome Couple Conflicts, Abandonment, Insecure in Love, and Eliminate Anxiety, Depression, and Jealousy. By Rhonda Appleton. Narrated by Susan Piper. Anxiety in Relationship. How to Overcome Couple Conflicts, Anxiety, Depression, and Jealousy. Stop overthinking and calm yourself in uncertainty for healthy, strong, and long-lasting relationships. By Rhonda Appleton. Narrated by Susan Piper. Introduction. Relationships between spouses and friends are generally a source of enjoyment and comfort. Well, at least that's what it should be. People get into relationships because they want to add value to their lives. They want that special someone to feel close to and to experience certain things with. Ultimately, people get into relationships because they want to find a mate who they can settle down with, marry, and have a family with. Although things and times have definitely changed, people do get into relationships because they want companionship. There are several stages in a relationship, and many never make it from one to the next for whatever reason. I mean, you might go out on a date or even multiple dates with someone, then find that you are not as compatible as you had originally thought and decided to break it off before it went further. The courting or dating phase is usually one of the enjoyment, and people in relationships usually enjoy the honeymoon phase after courting before they get to the part where they start making life-changing decisions together and simply planning living the rest of their lives with each other. Before having children, couples enjoy traveling, spending time with their mutual friends, and dating each other. Relationships can and should be joyous. They should add value to our lives. Being in a relationship may, at the beginning, feel like sugar, spice, and everything nice. You get butterflies by just thinking about the special someone or seeing their name appear on the screen of your phone when they call or send a text, or, for some people, when their ringtone comes on. Unfortunately, some people never get to even enjoy the courting or honeymoon phases in their relationships. This can be for many different reasons, but there is one major one that we will focus on in this book. When that gut feeling kicks in, telling you that someone is not quite what it seems, or your partner seems to be behaving very suspicious, this can trigger anxiety, eventually pushing you into a never-ending cycle of anxious thoughts and behaviors, which can eventually cause your relationship to crumble. It is a given almost everyone has had an experience of having to deal with the thought of the person they so deeply love and care about cheating on them. Some people fall madly in love with people they think are above their punching weight. You know, a boy who considers himself a 4, then starts dating a girl who he considers to be a 10, then end up feeling insecure from the very start of the relationship. Additionally, there are those people who never experienced any form of positive relationship and therefore have no idea what that looks like. These situations often result in these individuals feeling anxious when they get into relationships. While some levels of anxiety in relationships can be okay, it isn't always. Some people may get anxious when getting ready for a date, wondering whether what they will wear will be enough, attractive enough, pretty enough, and this can be okay. However, some people may experience recurrent anxiety while they are in a relationship, even from the very start of the relationship. This is known as relationship anxiety or relationship-based anxiety. It includes feelings of deep concern about a romantic relationship, and unlike other types of anxiety, there are presently no real guidelines on how to diagnose and treat it. This is not to say that there isn't a fix of way of treating such anxiety, but what this book will show you is that there
Sample complete. Ready to continue?